Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll get back into the Masters at 8 o'clock. Jason Sobel, who we've had on the show many times. He's excellent host for the Golf Channel on PGA Tour Radio on Sirius XM. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. But we're kind of recapping the weekend. And I did the alt cast on the Wizard side on Friday with JP Finley, and Cakes was going to do it on Saturday, which is typically Grant Paulson as the host. Now, they've only done a couple. They've just been experimenting with these all-casts
like the
on Monumental.
On the cap side, at least.
And Grant Paulson, I guess, chose to go to the game, which makes sense, by the way. Caps playoff push. There are two games left. Mm-hmm. We can get into this after we play the audio. But Cakes was set to do it Saturday. Remember, we played the game, what is Cakes doing this weekend? And he built it up, and it was just going on the alt cast. Yeah. So they played on Saturday at 5:30, I believe.
That's correct.
Puck dropped at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Cakes went on, and then I saw on Twitter that Coach Boudreau asked Cakes who he was a couple times. Now, I didn't see it, so I was curious. And we efforted the audio, and apparently we have it.
Very good.
We've known each other forever. We always have stuff to talk about, whether it's sports related, our lives related.
Can you pause it for a second?
Yeah.
So they went into, luckily I didn't have to do it, they went into who were the sports junkies.
Yeah, like junkies origin story type.
Yeah, the history of the show bit.
I don't know if that was Gabby or...
They said, tell us
Basically,
it might have been Sean just setting it up. Sean, who was
wow,
the
they're really playing like we have no idea who these guys are.
I mean, we're on that network every day. We're on it right now.
And I only heard this once. Because they said like Bruce did it a couple times. I only heard it once.
Right.
It went through the audio.
Okay.
Unless, do you remember him doing it on multiple occasions?
I think it was...
Cake said two or three.
I think it was twice. I think it was two times from what I remember.
That's fine.
I mean, I don't
We've
know.
Known each other forever. We always have stuff to talk about, whether it's sports related, our lives related, pop culture, whatever. So, yeah, we're still going strong near year 30 at this point.
Awesome. Okay. Like, I don't know you very well. Okay.
But it's okay.
Bruce Cakes.
I want to know something else. Like, I mean, you're doing this for almost 30 years, and there's just between us. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Washington sports team?
And then I responded to Caps. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Caps for my one seed.
That was his big question.
I mean,
you know what?
He also asked.
I'm busy every night.
You're too busy.
He also asked like who his favorite Caps player was.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I was telling the guys that when I did it on Friday with JP Finley, he put me on the spot a couple times too. Mm-hmm. By the second time, I was kind of mentally prepared for it, but at first Grievous Vasquez is there, and I loved him when he played at Maryland. He was great, but JP Finley goes, "Hey, JP, I was just curious, what was your favorite Greivis Vasquez moment?"
I didn't have
like an immediate.
Was he trying to make you feel uncomfortable?
No, I would say my brain is mush. Yeah. I loved Greivis, but I can't. I'm not good at that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not like.
He should have prepped you on that one.
You're right. I'm not like, oh yeah, remember that 3-pointer he did in the Carolina game
now,
that
won
him at the buzzer?
I know that Valdez is trying to see if he can find the other instance or two.
Unless there's another segment. Hey, how many segments did you do? Because I have 11 minutes of it.
I did three segments, but they were all relatively short.
I don't know you.
You got to save that drop.
Yeah.
But I have to say, in fairness, the way he prefaced it, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's kind of the way I
agree with
you.
I agree with you. It wasn't that bad.
I wasn't like,
I'm leaving the Outcast. I'm so offended.
Right? I think he even said something like, "I don't know you that well," or something.
Yeah.
He kind of threw in that well.
Did you answer capitals for him there?
Did I answer what? I'm sorry.
Because Cakes years ago picked against the Caps in front of the Caps audience. Yeah. So here they're teeing you up.
I've vindicated myself on multiple levels. When Gabby asked me who my favorite Washington team was, of course I said the Washington Capitals.
Of course, yeah. Right.
And that's not me just playing up, kissing up to the audience. That's fact.
What would they have done when they asked me? And I said, well, the Commanders.
The Commanders. I would have said Nets.
And then later, at the end, somebody asked for a prediction for the game and a score. And of course, my flashback went to, I was on the ice. I picked the Flyers 15 years ago. The whole place booed me.
Thought everybody knew the always bet against Cakes bit.
I instantly went into, well, of course the Caps are going to win, but they aren't going to score a lot of goals because it's not what they do of late. I said 3-2, Caps win.
One of my go-to moves
good
in this,
call.
And maybe it's a slight
There's
power
no
move.
I was not picking Caps.
Right. Is I start asking those guys questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn it on them. Put them on the defensive. Yeah.
I asked Greivis if they hit him up for NIL money all the time. I flipped
what
it.
What did he say?
Oh, he went on like a 3-minute diatribe about he doesn't think that Maryland does a good enough job of getting the alums together again. Mm. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
There's some bitterness there.
I don't know if it was bitterness. He just said he was like saying that the other schools bring back their alums.
They're better organized.
Yeah, better than Maryland does. And
right.
They should bring back all the old sillies like Mike Jones. I don't know.
Like Mike Jones?
Yeah, Mike Jones got brought up.
He mentioned Mike Jones?
I don't know. Mike Jones got brought
you
up
sleep,
for sure.
But Mike Jones was rated higher out of high school than LeBron James
you
was.
Have that. Yeah.
No, I mean, I always remember
it
that feather
really
in my cap.
Didn't really play until basically his last
year. And then I think that Jason Smith was a little uncomfortable with this, but as they're talking about the game, I actually said, do you put any stock into anything that's happening in this game? Because that's like actually the game that Johnny Davis had 15 points.
Right.
I don't put stock into these meaningless games at the end when a guy flashes and scores 20. Now, he had a very good political answer that, yes, it's the NBA and you can maybe build off of this performance.
But no.
I generally don't
kidding?
Put any stock into it.
I mean, Boban's missing free throws on purpose.
You were being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I probably would have said the same thing.
So I have to say it wasn't as bad as I thought. Now, I know that Valdez will maybe.
I don't know. I don't have access to all the other segments. I'm sure if you put it together.
I'm sure it was innocent.
Remember, he did say it was a tweet. He did say, I don't know you. And then he paused it. But then he said, very well.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Well, the truth is, he doesn't know it personally.
Right. I've never met him in person, so how is he going to know me?
Right, so it's not like he said, I don't know who you are.
Right.
Although you did do a skating thing when Boudreaux was there, didn't you, or no? Or was that when Trotz was there? Like a media day
No,
thing?
We did it during a Reardon.
We did it during several different coaches, from what I remember.
Did you ever do I thought you did it with Boudreaux
I don't know
time.
If I did it while,
I don't think
while
so.
Boudreaux was
oh,
there
Oh, you
or
might
not.
Have the original when there were pros
I did
and there were duds.
The fact that I got injured on the ice
yeah,
during
actually,
one of the
Cakes.
Days,
Cakes.
When I skated into the boards on my own.
Because I did it with you when it was Reardon.
Yes.
But you did it before with the infamous clip, there were pros and there were duds.
Yeah.
Who was the head coach during that?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That might have been Boudreaux. EB might be right.
There were pros.
Could be.
And then there were duds.
Is there any chance he was being dismissive of you because we said on air to ask him if he has one of these and you show him your ring?
No, I did show
that
my ring.
That was my
though.
Theory.
I did show the ring right to the camera at one point. Because, yeah, I am a Stanley Cup champion, as are all of us in this
room.
We
were in the parade.
See, yes. I thought my theory, like Valdez, was, well, maybe he got a little salty that Cakes has a ring and he doesn't.
No, of course he doesn't.
Well, he has no knowledge of that.
You think he cares?
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
No, but then if Cakes had flashed it, he would be like, who's this guy?
Yeah, who's this loser with a Stanley Cup ring?
I have to say, from that clip, it wasn't as bad.
No, wasn't. Yeah. It was not bad.
But if he kept
just
doing it,
funny.
But he kept doing it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He kept doing it.
He definitely
I don't know who you are.
I don't think, probably not three times, but definitely twice.
The tweeter said twice.
But he does come across as kind of a smart ass type personality.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a biting sense of humor. That's just kind of who he is.
Very sarcastic.
Like, I don't know you.
Gabby.
Oh, man. Yeah, don't. I'm busy.
I don't think there are that many alt casts left for the Caps.
Yeah. Well, any
there are only two games left.
All right, Cakes, give me an
and
update.
You know there's not going to be a Commanders alt cast.
Give me an update. What is the percentage chance right now they make the playoffs? Because if the playoffs started today, if the season was over, they would be in the playoffs as the 8 seed, as the second wild card team. But there are two games left.
Yep.
Huge game against Boston tonight. Even bigger game against Philly tomorrow.
Here are the numbers for all three of the potential wild card teams coming out of the East. Detroit, 33.8% chance. Capitals, 29.4% chance.
See, that's what I don't understand.
Penguins,
why are they below the...
Because they're
in now.
Yeah, but they're factoring in the opponents.
Right, they're factoring
Detroit plays Montreal tonight at home. Montreal is currently dead last in the Atlantic Division. The Caps are playing Boston. Mm-hmm. They're tops in their division.
That's
so they're factoring that in.
Yeah.
Does Boston have anything to play for?
They are locked into their spot.
I don't think
Boston is a 100% chance of making
the
playoffs.
So that should help because I know.
They do have something to play for because they're only 1 point ahead of Florida, so they have the division title to play for.
I don't like that.
They have incentive.
I don't like that.
I'm not a big fan of that either.
Because if they have nothing to play for, like I know on the NBA side, right, yesterday there were all these teams. It was the last day of the regular season. There were all these teams jockeying for positions.
Yeah.
So, for example, the Dallas Mavericks are the 5 seed in the Western Conference. They were locked into that.
Mm-hmm.
They played Oklahoma City, who was playing potentially for anywhere between a 1 and a 3 seed. Oklahoma City, if they won, which they did, would be the 1 seed. Well, it didn't matter to Dallas. They didn't play anybody. I think they lost by like 40. Take a look at what happened in that game. So I was hoping that maybe the Capitals had a similar situation where Boston had nothing to play for.
No, sounds like they haven't sent
Sounds them. Like they do. Now, I don't know how that affects seeding in the playoffs, but it sounds like it would probably be huge because you want to host – you certainly want to host Florida if you end up playing them.
Yep. What is the history this season of Caps against Bruins?
See, now you're pulling a J.P. Finley on me.
I did.
I don't have that information, but I can find it.
Yeah, but you're the Caps guy.
I am the Caps guy, but I don't have a photographic memory for – their exact record against every opponent.
All right.
I think they lost to them the last time, right?
I want to say they beat them the last time they faced them, but I'll pull up their season history.
All right. They beat the Caps on March 30th, 3-2 in a shootout.
Okay.
Right. That was, and then they lost 3-0 at home on February 10th.
Not liking that.
And I'm guessing those are the only two times they played them.
Yeah. They've played twice and these both times. They've taken L's.
Who has?
The Caps. No, they split. They split. You're right.
They lost 3-0. Boston lost 3-0 and then won 3-2.
Yeah.
Our guy, Greg Wyshynski, tweeted out his odds.
Okay.
He has the Red Wings at almost 66% and the Caps at 21%.
Mm.
Because both games, it looks like, that Detroit plays is against Montreal.
Oh, they have the Canadiens back-to-back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tonight at home, Tuesday at Montreal.
That's certainly an advantage for them.
That's huge. That is huge.
Well, that speaks to why they're higher on Money Puck as well.
Yeah. And Montreal's terrible.
Just rooting for the Habs.
But if the Wings lose in regulation tonight, they're mathematically eliminated.
Ooh.
Okay. Where are the Pens?
Pens are, I think they're 1 point back.
Yes, they have 86 points.
Yeah.
No, I meant in the percentages.
They are below the Caps. I'll have to pull up Money Puck
Wyshynski
again.
Says they're 11% to make the playoffs.
Ooh.
They play Nashville tonight at home, and then they play at the Islanders.
This says 23%. The percentages are all over the place.
Look, it just comes down to win two, you're in.
Yeah, if the Caps win their final two games, they are in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yep.
If they lose tonight to Boston, it gets very dicey.
What is your faith, Jason, on the Capitals winning two straight?
4%.
Yeah, that seems like a big ask.
Yeah, take it one game at a time.
How about the Nick Jensen injury?
Yeah, it was a scary moment.
Man.
I did love that Doubter then just pwned the guy that put him into the boards. I can't remember his name, but he definitely scrapped with him in front of the net, and Doubter won that fight.
That guy was
fined,
wasn't he? I think he was fined.
I'm not sure.
Thought I saw that.
I'm also trying to see the recent history against the Flyers. I know you're not supposed to, I know EB just gave me the one game at a time.
He's worried about Boston tonight.
But it's two games. How have they done against the Flyers recently? So they've got Boston tonight, home game. Then they go to Philly.
Correct.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Haven't played Philly in a while. The last time they beat Philly 5-2.
Like that. I'm just like worried about Boston tonight, though. I'm in the old one game at a time mantra, too.
All right. Let's last time they lost in a shootout to Boston.
Yeah.
Man, and Lindgren, I mean, Kemper got that one look-see.
Yeah, he's only because it was like back-to-back games.
No, Lindgren's the guy.
Yeah, Lindgren is the horse that he's going to ride.
I think it's been long decided.
Like basically all of March, Lindgren has been the guy.
Although, the year we won the whole joint, right? They started the other guy for the first two.
Because
he was the hot guy.
Two, yeah.
And then they were, you know, they're up against the wall.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
Trotsky said, Holtby, you're our guy.
Yeah, save the day. So you never know. That could happen. Yep. Well, you got to get there.
Let me ask you this. Maybe you already said this. If Washington loses tonight, can they be eliminated?
Not sure. I guess it depends on what happens with the Pens and the
Well, that's what I mean.
I don't know.
Can they be eliminated tonight?
I don't
Probably
know.
Probably not if they all lose.
I'm asking you, can they be eliminated? So if they lose and everyone else wins, can they be eliminated?
Sounds like maybe.
I guess it depends if it's in regulation or not.
Yeah, okay.
I'll have ideas.
They could also maybe clinch tonight if they win and the Pens and Red Wings lose.
I mean, are you Drab Wyszynski? Have you
failed math at Arizona State, so don't take I say, but... That seems logical to me.
Yeah. Well, just root for the Caps tonight. And then root for them tomorrow against the Flyers. And then we'll be rooting for them in the playoffs if they win both of those games.
That would be huge.
Are you looking for the best seat in the house or your office? Maybe your home office, too? Well, it's time to ditch that beater chair. You know you have one. For a new one, before you're riding the bench with a back injury, my friends, look no further than PVI Office Furniture. They're located in Frederick, Maryland. PVI has a gigantic selection of furniture. Visit their showroom on Monroe Avenue in Frederick. At PVI, you can expect triple play service that's fast, affordable, and customer-focused. Hit a home run with PVI. Visit PVIPVI.com. That's PVIPVI.com. Business grows with PVI.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.